Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast, season 3, episode 4, maybe?
Maybe 2.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we have got 2 that should be coming out, but they might just be as audio files because Reese lost the SD card. So
we both forgot the SD card. Finn forgot to take it home. I forgot where I placed it.
Yeah, and then I reckon it's somewhere on... It might be in America.
Nah, I think it'll be. I would have left it like just on a wardrobe or something. Yeah, I was packing. I was packing that night and going away, so it would have been well. I probably took something out of my pocket, put it on the side. I'll find it within like a week or two or a month.
Too late.
We'll
be like,
we finally found it.
We keep losing podcasts. We need.
Yeah,
to
it's because we've been out of sync. We've been out of sync. We've been slacking. We need to get a bit into a groove.
We've just been on holidays.
Yeah, but we've been slacking in relation to actually turning up on a weekly sort of basis. You know,
yeah, but that's because we've been away. Yeah. Like, it's been difficult to do it. We could have done it when both of us were on holiday, but do we really want to spend?
I honestly don't think I had the time. Like, I didn't really sit down at all. You probably
I would have had time because I was like, we were chilling, reading and stuff. But even then, the Wi-Fi in the hotel wasn't great where we were at the pool, so I'd have had to go into the lobby. And even then, it was hit and miss. It would work on my phone, but it wasn't working on my laptop.
I always hate that. Like, Egypt was like that when we went. Like, the Wi-Fi was so bad. But it was quite nice because I wasn't on my phone a lot.
Yeah, it forces you to switch off a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, even if I was... Because, like, when you're sat by, like, let's say, on a sun lounge or whatever, it's quite easy just to be like, oh, just scroll through Instagram. And then it's like, well, you just sat
doing
on your phone.
What you might do. Yeah, like,
what you might do literally home, on a walk or doing something that you probably shouldn't be doing. So,
it's like, what was annoying, though, is like, right, I'm going to do... Like, I'll go in and I'll do work for these 2 hours. Like, when Shannon's getting ready for the... Like, usually we'd get back. I'd be like, right, we'll go in... Cause it'd start getting cooler at, like, 4 or 5. Yeah. So I'd be like, right, we'll go back then. I'll do work. You get ready. And then we'll go out for sunset, which was, like, 6:30. And then we'll, like, watch the sunset, have a couple of drinks, and then we'll go for food.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we would try and do most nights. But, like, a couple of nights I'd get in and the Wi-Fi wouldn't work. So I'd be like, well, this is annoying. Like, you just, like... agitated because that's what you've planned to do.
Yeah,
but yeah, we've said that this episode is just going to be a catch up because me and Reese haven't really spoke for
at all, really.
Like the last two weeks.
It's been longer than that, I think. 2.5.
Well, I've been back a week now.
I went on the 1st. When did you leave? On the 25th, 26th.
I can't remember the exact date, but I know that I've been back a week and I went for 10 days. So
yeah, and I left five days after you. Yeah, it's like 2 and a bit weeks. Mental, mate. You had withdrawal symptoms. It's been the longest we've not seen each other. It's been so nice. I haven't had to speak to you.
To be fair, I think because towards the end of my prep, we were talking a bit more. And then obviously post-show, we were talking a bit more because we were training together.
Yeah.
It's probably been the first time that we've not actually... Like, when I messaged you yesterday about doing the podcast, I was like, I've not really spoken to you for ages.
No,
and
no,
also,
so
Reese messaged me saying, I nearly died.
Like, they didn't message him for like 4 days.
He messaged me like... I can't remember what the message was.
It was like, we were speaking about something, and then I was just like,
I remember
almost
saying
died.
To Shannon, I told her, and then like 2 days later, she was like, have you heard from me? She's like, no.
No, he's dead. I messaged him like, almost died, by the way, yesterday.
So Sam was messaging me about the SD card, has Reese got the clips? I put, you forgot, you big cunt. Can you get the video files over to him before you go away? I picked it up yesterday, Reese basically saying that he's lost the SD card. Thought I was going to die last night. Deadly serious, haha. Not funny, really, is it? Close to calling ambulance.
It was.
Four minutes later. Okay, mate, you're travelling today. I didn't even respond to
okay, mate.
And then below that, not ideal. What happened? And then, so that was the 1st of December.
Yeah.
So after I'd asked what happened.
I think I messaged him on the 9th.
It was the 7th. So I thought Reese was dead for 6 days and didn't message him. I'm not going to message you. You're all right when I've seen you on Instagram on holiday. Like, so 3:52 voice note.
Yeah.
And then I put a bit dramatic and then sent you a voice note. But yeah, the voice note was just Reese moaning that he was cold one night.
It wasn't, mate. It was
a bit cold.
It was really bad. It was really, really bad.
The camera's going to die.
Should we switch batteries?
No, it's all right, because the other battery's good.
So we've got to wait. We've got to time out. Great. It's going to be audio only now for a few minutes.
No, this will be all
right. Right. So, yeah, before the camera dies, we'll see where we get to. I didn't think I was going to die. That was me being dramatic. That was me joking. But I genuinely was like, this is very weird. This is very strange. So I deadlifted 3:15 for 4, and I trained 4 days on the trot, which it's like 4 sessions. It'd be all right. I was going away on the Friday, and I was like pretty battered. And like the Thursday I did legs, and I was like picking up plates, and you know, you just feel systemically trash. Like you pick up a plate and it goes through you, and you feel really cold, and you're just like, you feel just like you're a bit battered. You're like overreached, and like throughout the whole leg day, this was the Thursday, I was like, what the fuck? I just feel really shit. Like I couldn't really get switched on for sets. It still was a decent session, but it was like very meh. And then Sanaya that night, like we were packing, I was busy because it was the last day. I like, had my hair cut. I think I had physio, I can't remember entirely, but I was like really busy that day. And I didn't stop till like 10 p.m. and I just jumped in the bath, and like I got out of the bath and I was like really, really hot in the bath. And then I was like, I feel really dodgy. So I lied down on the bed, like Sanaya was in bed, and I like lied down like on my stomach, and I was like just breathing, because I was like, I feel like really weird, like not like nauseous. And I was like, I'll be all right, I'll go to bed. But because I was really hot from the bath, I put a fan on me. And I usually have a fan on in the room, but not on me. And I woke up at like 2 a.m. and it was like I'd literally slept outside. And I was like, okay, I'm really cold. But not like really, really cold. Just like, I'm cold. I'll go to the toilet, go for a wee, maybe get some water, I'll be all right. And I stood up and I could not move. Like I literally, my jaw was chattering like the second I got out of the covers. And I was like, okay, this is weird. I'm just going to get to the bathroom. And I was like walking, and I was like, and my whole body was shaking. And I was like, this is really weird. I couldn't even walk to the bathroom to get some like water, because I literally was like, every step, my legs were shaking, my hips were, everything was like shaking. Every muscle was like, pfft. I was like, what the fuck? So I went back to bed, and I tried to wake up Sanaya, but I couldn't talk. So I was like, Sanaya. And she like wakes up, looks at me, and I'm like, I'm really cold. And she's just like, she instantly is like panicking, but I'm okay in my head.
Mate, imagine if like that was on holiday, I'd be like, shut the fuck up and go back to sleep.
I was like, in my head, I was okay, but I couldn't speak. And I was like, I'm really cold. And I got, right, so camera died. Apologies. So yeah, Sanaya instantly wakes up, she's like panicking, and I'm like, I'm okay, I'm really, really cold. So I lie down, she puts like two duvets over me, and she's like lying on top of me to keep me warm. And I loved it. And
it was all a ruse to get her on top of me.
I need you on top of me right now. And like she was like, Reece, you're like dripping in sweat almost. I was like boiling, but I was like I couldn't talk without my jaw going like, ch-ch-ch-ch. And my glutes, my hip flexors were so tight the following day, because my hips were like, my glutes were shaking. Yeah. So like my whole body was tense. And I like had to like breathe, but try and relax, because every time I like relaxed, I'd almost shake. So my body was just like really, really like frozen, like cold. It was really weird. And then we like got some socks on me, and like got every, like put some like a jumper over me, put some joggers on me. And like I lied there for like honestly an hour shaking. And I was like, we put some songs on. I was like singing along to some songs, but I was like my jaw was going every, it was what fucking was weird. So now I was like, if this carries on, I'm calling the ambulance. And I was like, yeah. I was like, for the first time in my life, I was like, yeah, do it. Like if it carries on. And then eventually it got a bit better. And then like after about an hour, I managed to like get normal temperature, but I was really hot then. And then I went back to bed at like 4, woke up at like 6 because we were leaving pretty early. And I could like, my eyes were like an orange tint for the rest of the day. Like I literally like, you know, your night shift mode. Yeah, like it was literally like night shift mode was on constantly. I got up and I was like, why are the lights so orange? I looked outside, I was like, is it really this like dull? It literally was like my eyes weren't working, and I had like bloodshot eyes slightly. It was really, really odd. And then after that, I felt right. Like after a day or two, I just felt like I was in like a washing machine. My head felt really fragile. So that's the story.
That's why you shouldn't deadlift 315
for people. Yeah, I think it was like my CNS being like, fuck off.
Yeah, I think also like it's actually very cold at this time of year. Yeah. Putting a fan on in your room at this time of year is probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
Like on you directly, yeah, with probably what, no clothes on or just boxers. Yeah. Like, yeah, you just been a bit of an idiot.
Yeah, but weird though, really weird, really weird. So
I've been like, my bedroom is freezing at the minute. Yeah. Like we'll put the heating on for like an hour in the evening, like 7 to 8, so it's a bit warmer. But like it gets really hot upstairs. Cause obviously our like kitchen / front room bit is above the bedroom, and obviously like the heat rises, so the upstairs I was like, oh, it's hot.
Mm.
Then by the time I go to bed, I'm like, oh my god, it's freezing. Mm. So like Shannon, get a hot water bottle. I always wear socks in bed anyway, but I've been like wearing my dressing gown in bed recently, but then like waking up in the middle of the night red hot. Yeah. Like sweating buckets.
Yeah.
It's like you can't get the middle ground at the minute. And like obviously when we were in Morocco, Shannon, because obviously it's always the same, isn't it? Like I feel like the female is always cold.
Yeah.
Maybe the partner.
Yeah, the partner.
But like Shannon's always cold.
Yeah.
And I'm always warm.
Yeah.
So like in Morocco, she'd just moan at me every night that we had the fan on. So like, I'd have to turn it off like just before going to sleep. Mm. But then the second I've turned it off, I'm like, I'm red hot. I know I'm going to be red hot all night.
It was like Josh, you know, in Vegas. We were like, ah, Josh. Like, yeah. He was like, I'm cold. It's really cold.
The aircon was straight on.
Yeah,
the
and we were like, yeah, yeah, but it's really warm over here. Like, I'll wake up and notch it a few up if I wake up. And then I'd like wake up and go, nah.
Too hot.
Too hot. It's too hot in here. So yeah, sorry, Josh.
Yeah, but, sorry, mate.
Yeah, that's the update for me. Almost died. Went to New York. Finn's been in Morocco. How was Morocco as a collective break? Was it nice?
It was good. Yeah. It was nice. Obviously, we went in March, and I'd say it was probably better.
You just come back.
Yeah, I went in March. Came back now. Yeah. I wish. I didn't forget everything from the prep.
Yeah.
No, we went before prep started.
Yeah.
And I think it was probably better that time, but that's just because it was the first time. So, like, you know, when you go somewhere and it's like, oh, this is amazing. Yeah, like, but this time was good because we'd already got used to the hotel. So we knew exactly like how to, because the hotel was massive. Like the first few days when we went in March, it was just like getting our bearings. Mm. And it was like, we kept walking in the wrong place. And like, it'd take us 20 minutes to get to like where we wanted to. And it should be like five. Yeah. So that was good. And the food was really good. The first few days, I was probably eating like similar to what I was eating back in March, which wasn't loads, because that was like
calories.
Yeah, but that was at the end of the pre-prep anyway.
Yeah.
So like, I was probably eating like maybe 4,000 to 5,000 calories a day when I was doing back in March. Yeah. Like, but just from that was probably maintenance back then, just feeling good and like literally just eating to like how I felt.
Yeah.
And then obviously doing that now, like that's a big surplus.
Yeah.
So it's like, I was doing that and then I was like, I'm definitely gaining weight. Like, I felt a bit heavier. Like, I could tell. Training was good. And there was a scale in the gym, so I was weighing myself, but I was training, well, the first week I was training after one meal, just like a small carb meal with a little bit of protein. I was going to get egg whites and peel the egg whites I did last time. But I was like, my body weight was going up a little bit, but not a lot. But I was like, I don't need to be gaining weight. Like, I've gained enough weight post-show. Like, I don't need to keep gaining weight on this holiday. Like, the goal of the holiday was like, maintain weight, feel good, get a tan, chill out, have a nice time with Shannon. Like, because like, I look back at the photos and the videos from Vegas and like, I'm so pale. I said to Shannon when we were looking at it, I was like, I fucking look awful. It's like, it's just, she said, she was like, you should have got another spray tan. I was like, that's the last thing I want, because it's scrubbing it off is the ball ache. And because it was my last show, it was like, I don't even really care if I've got if it's still stuck on me. But then just before Vegas, it had all gone off.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have enough time to like get any of a tan. So I was like, I look so pale. So I'm glad I've got a bit of a tan.
Yeah.
So that was one thing that was like, I don't ever feel self-conscious, but like I almost did about it. I was like, I don't hate how my photos and videos in Vegas look, because I was so pale. It's like, fucking stupid. But yeah, like the holiday was great. The first week I took off work, like I'd say almost fully.
Yeah.
Like I still got back to messages that came through. I still got back to any check-ins that came through, but like a lot of clients did respect that I was away and said that I wasn't doing check-ins for that first week.
Yeah.
Still did like social media stuff, but yeah, the first week was like really good. The second week, the weather, I was only there for another few days, but the weather in the last few days was a bit naff. It was annoying. The last 2 days, the weather was shit.
Yeah.
So it was like, we might as well just go home. Yeah. Like, it was like we were waiting. It was fine, because I kind of got ahead of work at that point. And like, I was able to read a bit more and stuff. So it was like, it was all right. And like, the food was good. But on those last couple of days, it was like a bit like, it was like 20 degrees.
I think most holidays were a bit like cloudy. That, though, where you almost get to the last few days, like when you've had a good chill out of time, you're a bit like, all right, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know?
But I think if those days were red hot, like really, really nice days, it'd have been like, oh, I don't want to go. Yeah. Like, it'd have been really sunny. But no, it was really good. Nice to just chill out. I feel like the plan was to deload at the end of the holiday, so that when I got back, I'd get my bloods done like the day I got back, or like 2 days after.
Yeah.
But I couldn't get booked in Leicester or the Shepshed one.
Yeah.
And they literally said that the only days they have are Fridays, and Medichecks don't want you to do Fridays because then it's in the post for 2 days and they don't want that.
Yeah.
So I had to go to Nottingham, which was fine. It's like an extra 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But that was the Monday. So I got back on the Wednesday night, Thursday morning. We stayed in Manchester.
Yeah.
Thursday morning, we drove back home. So then basically I deloaded from the Wednesday. So I just kind of, my training on holiday was kind of just like, what do I fancy doing? Do I feel sore today through any body part? If I don't, then cool, I'll just do that.
Yeah.
And Shannon just jump in with me. Like, it was quite nice, to be fair. So yeah, that was like what we did. And then got back on the Thursday, a few days of just getting like, well, I say a few days, pretty much that Thursday was like just getting back into routine with everything, unpacking and everything. And then, yeah, I got my bloods done on Monday. That was the last day. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday off, 5 days.
Yeah.
And then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I've trained. Today is Thursday. Yeah. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, push at Ultraflex with Rio. I didn't train with Rio, but he was there.
Yeah. Was that why you went there to see him?
Yeah. Yeah. And it was also like, I went and did my bloods at midday, and I thought, well, I'm already in Nottingham, I might as well just
carry on.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's not, it's an hour to Rotherham either way.
Yeah.
So it's an hour from Nottingham, and Nottingham's like across from me rather than directly up. So yeah, Tuesday, I trained at Elite, so the new location.
15 quid day pass.
Elite Physique, yeah, 15 quid. It was good though, yeah, like good really gym. Good. Yeah.
It's nice, I like how long it is. It's quite a cool sort of setup was good. Now. Yeah.
That was with Charlie and Tommy. And then Charlie took me to the United game, United Bayern in the Champions League. Shout out to Charlie. Although, I mean, it's like, thanks for taking me to that game.
Yeah, we got
I kept saying, like, we're saying, like, it's like a really nice thing for him to do. But then it's also like, we're shit at the minute. Like, it's not very exciting to watch. But it was still, it was really good, actually. Like, just like being there. It's, and the game goes so much quicker when you're there.
Yeah.
Like, I find when you're at home, like, when you've got distraction, I'll get clients messaging, I'll be getting back to clients, or I'll go on a walk at half time and do work and come back. Like, the game's almost quite slow at home. Yeah. Like, it went really quick. And then Wednesday, yesterday, I did back at FLF again in Manchester. I stayed over at Charlie's, trained with Jake, and then met up with Niall as well. So it was like, it was really nice. Like, that was the plan, because I've got quite a few clients up there.
Yeah.
So it was like, make the most of a couple of days. And like, I feel like I'm back to doing what I love. You know, like through the prep, like towards the end, it was like, I was saying this yesterday, like, it was almost like, right, I've got this show, get the show like out the way and get to feeling normal again.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like I'm getting there now. Like, the back end of the holiday, like the last few days of the holiday and the deload, there was days on the holiday where I was like, as bad as I was in the prep almost, like just feeling stressed for no reason.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it was work related. It was like, I knew that I still had work to do and stuff. But then like towards the back end of the holiday and after the deload, like I feel almost like, I wouldn't say, oh, I'm 100%, because like we always say, there isn't 100%, there isn't a normal, but like I feel like pretty good now.
Yeah.
And we've got my blood work to go through live on the pod.
Live on the pod, yeah.
That'll be in the next episode.
Yeah. So yeah, that's that. The battery lights come on again.
Yeah,
so we've probably
we'll just carry on.
Yeah, we've got a minute or two. So yeah, that was that.
Now you have to give us an update on New York.
Yeah, so yeah, really cool to be fair. Very intense. Not as intense as Vegas, but cool. Like, but again, very intense. Everything in America is just like ramped to 10. So it's like the food, it's quite hard to like, when we were going out for food, like we literally either had like Thai or like Chinese, because that's the only food that you can get that isn't just like shit. Yeah. Like, and even then, like you have to be clever.
Well, the meals that we got in Vegas, the best ones were the... Yeah. Those kind of foods. So we've got like la noodle.
Yeah, and that was really good.
Thai. They were probably the two best meals.
We went to a place called Up Thai that was wicked. Like really, really good. I think that's probably the only source of food. Like, cause everything else is just like burgers, fries, milkshakes.
Chicken wings.
Yeah, and stuff like that. Which is sound for like one meal, like at, when you're there. But like if you're literally eating like...
Every night.
Like you have like a burger like two nights out or like three or four. Like you don't want to eat. Like we went to Cheesecake Factory post-workout and had that like KFC, the barbecue, like the... not the KFC chicken, it's like the Korean fried chicken, whatever it's called, that one. And I literally, we ate there, and I like, just because of the amount of oil that's in those like foods, I literally ate like my lunch, like post-workout, like 1 p.m. and we went out for dinner, and I didn't eat for 8 hours, and I did not want to eat. I think I might have had like some rice and chicken, and I went 8 hours without eating, being
that's
active,
normal,
and
though,
I was like,
a big
just
meal,
not hungry,
like... a lot of fats as well.
Yeah, so it was like food was good. We luckily we stayed in an Airbnb, so we like got our own food, found some cheap bagels in the fridge that weren't 5 quid.
Did you?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, so we found some good bagels for some reason similar to Vegas. The bagels were either fucking 5 quid if they're out of the fridge, if they're in the fridge, $2 So yeah, we went out and got some food. So we could pretty much just like prep our meals while we were home, and then we just went out in the evening. We pretty much like rotated, so we did like upper lower, but we had like a day off in between, so it was like upper. Rest, lower, rest, and on the days that we rested, we like did something in the day, and then on the days we trained, we still did stuff in the afternoon. But like similar to Vegas, it was everything was half an hour away, so like you'd end up like if you went out in the morning, you'd end up staying out till like 3 or 4 p.m. traveling back, and by the time you're going out in the evening, you've got an hour.
Yeah,
so it's like we might as well just try and stay out.
It feels non-stop, doesn't it, when you do that?
Yeah, but then literally you're on your feet. So we were doing like 15-20,000 steps minimum, but it's more so like the stood up time, like because we were doing stuff that like
queuing
usually
up
yeah
stuff.
Yeah, like usually resulted in queues. Like, it was really, really good, but it was just very much like every day, like the back of my knees from just standing up. I was like, I can't even walk. Like, I bought a pair of sliders after 2 days because my feet were battered from just being in shoes constantly. So yeah, really good. We just did the usual sort of stuff. You would have seen on my Instagram. Like, I don't really need to be like, we did this, we did that. It was really cool. I definitely recommend it. 12 days was probably the perfect sort of time. Like, I'd say like 10 to 11 days. A week would have been a bit condensed.
Which gyms did you train in?
The East Coast Mecca, Bev's gym. That was like £300 round trip with Ubers.
How much was the day pass?
Cheap. It was only like £15. Yeah, which is sound. Very cool gym. They didn't have any music or anything, but it was like really old school. Like, no, you could just hear like metal plates like slanging around. Leg room was massive. Kit was like very unique. Like, lots of bits that I'm like, oh, I've never seen that bit of kit. A lot of like unbranded bits of kit. You've got like photos of Jay Cutler on the wall training there, like Ronnie and all that. It was quite almost like a historic sort of gym. When you're there, you can see almost the history on the walls. And it was very much, I walked in and I was like, oh, this isn't kind of what I expected. Like, when people say it's the Mecca, I expected almost like a bit of a modern sort of gym, but it really wasn't. So yeah, Bev's gym. We then trained, we trained at two Blink Fitnesses, which were like Pures. Blink, you gotta blink. But they were free. Blink Fitness. So it was like a Pure gym, but with like Hammer Strength and Life Fitness kit.
They were free?
Yeah, literally. You could go on the website, you could type in like free trial day pass, and then you could just enter your email and you could just go to different ones. And there's like, they're literally like, they're like Pure. So there's like, there was one that was like 10 minute walk, one that was 15 minute walk, one that was 20 minute walk. And I was like, yeah, they're sound. They're literally like a Pure gym, but they had all Life Fitness range and then Hammer Strength for like pressing, pulling. So for like upper body, I was like, this is sound. Like, this is, it was really good. Like, the average gym over there, we were walking past gyms and just looking in, and like, they all have Cybex or Life Fitness. And
well, it's like when we were in Vegas, the hotel gyms have Cybex stuff. Like, you wouldn't really get that here, would you? No,
definitely not. Like, here, you're like, a good gym has Cybex.
Yeah. Or a good gym, hotel gym's techno gym. Yeah. Like, it's not just a small rack of dumbbells an exercise ball.
Yeah.
So like a big BOSU ball.
Yeah. So, yeah, we trained there for two sessions, and then we trained at Signature Fitness, which I actually saw on AJ Morris's, like, when he went to New York, and he told me about it when we were at the Natural Olympia, the peak of natural bodybuilding.
The pinnacle.
Yeah, he said Signature Fitness was pretty good. So we checked that out. That was in New Jersey. We had a bit of drama coming back. I'll get into that in a minute. But pretty much the gym was like, I'd probably say top three gyms maybe I've trained at ever. Yeah. Like, it was really, really good. Like, but weird again. Like, it had like all Life Fitness and like some Cybex kit. And then it had like a random techno gym bit of kit that was like, they had like, for example, they had maybe six or seven seated hamstring curls, and they had the techno gym hamstring curl with the, with the patella pad. And I was like, how is anybody even thinking? Like, they had a bit of kit that I've never even seen before, and it was fully adjustable. So it was like, imagine a hamstring curl where you can move the pads, you can move the, there's like a beam, and there's a, like, where you can move the actual pads where your legs go, and like, you can move every part of it. It was like, I can't remember entirely what it was called, but it was like every part of the machine, like, you could just manipulate. Yeah, yeah. Like, it was almost like on like a ball and socket. So it felt really strange, because when you imagine doing a hamstring curl, but your feet can slide. So like, instead of it being locked where they're against a pad, the pads slide, but they're on like a little beam. It was really, really weird. But like, if you had injuries or if you had an imbalance, it would be wicked, because you couldn't be aggressive at all. Yeah. It was like, if you even tried to throw it around, your legs would go all over the place. Like, it was, I did like one set of 10, and it was like maybe on like the third pin, and I was like having to do like 5 second concentrics, 5 second eccentrics, because like, it felt weird, but really good. So yeah, like, really bits, like, good bits of kit there. Wicked gym, that was a free day pass apparently. Like, they just did free day passes like for people that were like traveling or whatever.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, which is quite cool.
Did you get any free cookies?
No free cookies. I know, that was a shame. But to be fair, I did get told by Catherine Levain Bakery, which is like apparently what cookie dealers were based off. So we went there, loads. Like, they weren't as heavy as cookie dealers.
How many
better.
Did you get? How many did you
have? Oh, mate, like, I don't know, loads. Like, we spent over like, because they were, I think they were like $5 each. So we just get like a pack of eight. But like, within like, because we'd all like just chip
when you
in.
Take the piss out of cookie
no,
dealers.
No, they weren't cookie dealers. What have you become? They weren't cookie dealers.
No, they were Levain. They were cookie dealers? It's worse. No, this is the mother of cookie dealers.
The original Levain Bakery. No, they were about 500 calories a pop. in comparison to 1,000. So they're nowhere near. Every time I was like, well, usually I have two cookie dealers a day. So if I just have four, that'll be fine. So I'm having 20 quid on cookies. No, they were good. The flavors weren't like, you couldn't have the same. They were just like, you either get double chocolate or you get milk chocolate or you get like a coconut one. Like they didn't have as many flavors or whatever, but they still tasted good enough to have four a day. Yeah. So we had a fair few of them. Fair for you, yeah. Like they were good though, because they weren't too heavy. So that was Levain Bakery. And then on the way back from Signature Fitness, because it was in New Jersey, apparently in New York, the Uber drivers aren't told where they're going until they've accepted and got to the destination. So we got into an Uber, and the guy was literally like, it was like Asian guy whose English wasn't the best, and he was like, "Don't go to New York." We were like, literally, that's what he said. We're like, "Well, we're sat at the back of your car, like we've paid," and he was like, "Don't go to New York, bye." And we were like, "What?" And he was like, "Can't go there." And I was like, "All right, cool." And he was like, "Get out." So we were like, "Okay, cool, cheers, mate." And then we called it, we did another Uber. And the guy explained to us that, like, apparently people, you have to have a license, a different Uber license to do it in New York. So if he traveled there, he'd be going for like 45 minutes and then not be able to take anyone back. So what Uber did, because they had loads of people cancelling, because they wouldn't take anyone home, like from New Jersey, was they basically just didn't, they don't let anybody know in the area where they're going. So like, it's just a roll of the dice. So really weird.
So did you get your money back or what?
Yeah, yeah, I got my money back. But I was like, the guy was just like, me and Sanaa were like, okay, cheers. And then we had to stand out in the rain because we're
just
like,
you and Sanaa, or yeah, was your mum there?
No, it was your mum, me and Sanaa. So yeah, it was very odd. So yeah, that was a bit of drama. It was just a bit strange. If he was English, he probably would have been like,
this is the situation.
Yeah, sorry, I can't take you. Maybe call up this guy, he can do it, or just do it again or whatever. But he was just like, can't go to New York, bye. We're just like, all right. And he didn't say it like that. He was like, can't go to New York. We're like, what? So we're like, cheers. Like, we're just sat in your car. So yeah, so apologies to anyone. That's not me being racist. That's just an impression of his accent. That's not because he was Asian or whatever or anything.
Sorry
like
to
that.
Anyone that can't go to New York.
Yeah, sorry to anyone who can't, who drives
New York,
in New Jersey.
Can't go to New York, bye.
Yeah, can't go to New York, bye. Get out of my car. That's literally what it is. So yeah, that was that. But no, overall, really good holiday. I just don't really feel like I've had a break because we're flat out. It was not, it's the opposite of like a holiday that you went on, which is after a prep, I'd much prefer your holiday. But when you're in an off season and you can be like quite flexible with food, stuff like that, like it was sound, it was good.
I definitely needed the Morocco trip. Like, I think I realized I needed the deload as well.
Yeah,
like, because obviously towards the end of a prep, you're not really deloading, but you every week or every few weeks you've got a show, so you've got a peak week, so your training's not demanding, so like you don't need a deload at the end of a prep. And then post show, you're, well, obviously you could have a deload.
No, but you're riding, but like, off, like,
you
you've got higher food, you feel better.
Training, yeah.
You want to get yourself
into
a groove.
You don't feel like you need a deload, do you?
No.
It's not as if, oh, I feel trash, like, you know, it's not as if you ever feel like you feel sore from posing, but very rarely towards the end of prep are you sore from training.
Yeah, like systemically, like you sore, like...
No, you're just tired. Like, yeah, you're fatigued from the diet, you're not fatigued from training. Obviously, it like, accounts to it, but yeah, so like... Taking the deload was kind of, it was like, right, I'm going to take the deload anyway so that the blood work data is like more accurate.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm glad that I was like forced into it, because I probably, even like if I didn't have to, I'd probably been like, oh, I still feel like I want to train. Like, I feel like when I'm on rest days, like I almost prefer my training day routine to my rest days, just because my rest days are less frequent and a little bit different.
Yeah.
So like today it's like I'm coming over here to do the podcast and then I've got the physio. I'll do some body, I've got cardio on rest days. Like, whereas training days, like, they're very much the exact same 5 days a week. Whereas like my two rest days are a bit different. Sunday, Shannon's at home, so it's, like, it's a bit different. Like, Shannon will say, if you've got some free time, we'll do this. Like, so I quite like at the minute my training days, because I know exactly what I'm doing when I'm doing it. Rest days, I've got a bit more flexibility, and I almost don't like that because I'm still in that kind of weird mindset.
Yeah, where you're like, I need structure, but I don't.
With the prep, where yours, you want that routine and that structure, but then you almost think, well, I also want a bit of lenience. But then when you have that lenience, you beat yourself up for not feeling as routine as you would on a training day. Like, so yeah, but no, I am feeling a lot better. So. Should we get onto my blood work?
Blood work, yeah. Sam, do you want to just carry on and we say to Sam, this is the end of part one?
Or Sam, we can clip him up.
So basically, guys, that's that. This is the end of episode one, episode four, episode three. It's the end of this episode. Hopefully you've enjoyed. The next episode will be out soon. It'll be going through Finn's blood work and seeing where his test is. Can I read through it first? We'll go through that.
No, I honestly don't think it'll be bad.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be great. But I don't think it'd be bad based. I think if I'd have done them like a month ago, it'd been bad. But anyway, we'll cover this in
the next episode. Bye bye. Like, comment, subscribe. Cool.
Sam, this is going to be a separate episode.
Yeah, part two. More editing for you, bro. Sorry.
Sorry, mate. Yes, guys, welcome back to the Once You're In podcast. This is season three, episode four, five, who knows? But it's going to be a special, a short episode, I guess, where we're going to go through my blood work live, because yes. I've not gone through it yet. I literally got the results this morning. I thought, well, to be fair, I was busy this morning doing check-ins because I'm such a coach. Yeah. I was like, I don't have time to read through them. I'll just go through them on the podcast.
I'm going to see if I can find my most recent ones. That'd be fun.
And compare.
Yeah, so like, what's your test at? I'd be like,
So, I was literally just saying on the last post, or the last episode, the end of the last episode, I got my bloods done on Monday. Today's Thursday. So, Medichecks have got back to me in, what, 2 days-ish? Yeah.
Shout out Josh10. Is that still a discount code?
I don't know. Like,
Bridgman10.
I didn't use it if it is. Yeah. Lost out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, I went to Nottingham, got my blood taken, literally dead easy. I was in there for like 2 minutes, then sent it off, come back in 2 days. I think, obviously, this was after the deload, 5 days off, after a holiday as well, after 7 weeks post-show. Body weight is up from, so lowest was 157, and body weight is, like this morning, was 172. So, what, 15 pounds up?
Yeah,
so I'm 15 pounds up in 7 weeks, so a couple of pounds a week on average. It's not been a couple of pounds a week on average. It's been a lot at the start and then very minimal since the last, like, 2 weeks. Vegas was, like, difficult because, like, it was a case of wanting to just enjoy myself and have a good time with the boys. 36.7, I thought it'd be more than that.
Oh, no, that was not recent. That's post-prep.
Yeah.
That was when I was cruising, bro.
Yeah.
But actually, I was out of the reference range. So technically, oh, fuck, I was lying.
You weren't
not even a TRT. That was on 175 milligrams of test.
Oh, you've got TRT.
TRT plus. That's what it is. 36 points. But it was, for people that, because I'm not going to go through mine, it was 36.37 nanomole. 36.7, and that was at 175 mega test. So, yeah, that'd be that. Anyway, carry on.
So, yeah. What was I saying? I had 5 days off. 7 weeks post-show, 15 pounds up. Only 10 pounds up from the stage weight for the WMBF.
Yeah.
But 15 pounds up from my absolute lightest.
Yeah.
But yeah, in the last, like, couple of weeks, I felt good. Like, the women that were there, like, that took my blood, they were saying, like, oh,
God, you've got such a thick erection.
Yeah.
Your test is definitely not low.
Quick story. So,
quick story.
On the way to Morocco, I was telling Charlie about this. On the way to Morocco, I had a t-shirt on and my Cole Buxton jumper on, and my battery's gonna die again.
Fuck's sake.
Basically the security, going through the security, it beeped, and they searched me, and the guy was like, oh, it's just because you got like the thick arms. And I was like, my arms are too big to go through security. And he was like, it's like, yeah, like the thick jumper. And I was like, oh, sounds like, basically, like, I wanted the story to be like, I literally got stopped to security because my arms were too big.
Too big.
Like, is it these guns? Seriously, I've got guns in my bag.
Yeah.
One other quick funny story. On the way back, so on the way home from Morocco, put my bag through, and the woman stops me and goes, oh, you've got a fork. Because I had little travel cutlery, small fork, spoon and knife.
Yeah.
And I went, I've got a knife as well. And like Shannon was like, Finn, I was like, I was like, there's a knife with the fork. I was like, am I allowed the knife? Like, I got them out. Yeah. She said, like, well, can you get the fork? I was like, am I allowed the knife? And she's like, no. I was like, the spoon? She's like, yeah, you can have the spoon. I was like, Shannon was like, you might as well get rid of the spoon if you're not having the others.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, not really.
No, keep the spoon.
I was like, I eat most. Sorry, guys, battery died again. So let's just crack on and get into my blood work.
Yes, it's been like 20 minutes since.
We've been trying to charge it for a while.
Yes.
Okay, so doctor's overview. Hi Finn, thanks for taking this test. I understand you're a shit natural bodybuilder. For the most part, this is an excellent test result today.
For the most part.
As you can see by the number of green results, including a balanced thyroid and optimal vitamin and mineral reserves, there are a few markers that are worth reviewing in greater detail though. Let me go through these for you. You have a normal red, white and clotting cells. You have not yet. The slightly low red cell count is no cause for concern. You have a slightly high level of urea. This can be caused by dehydration as well as by eating a high protein meal or heavy exercise. So, yeah, I had a decent sized protein meal like a few hours before because it was at 12, so I couldn't. Yeah. I'm not going to fast until 12. Couldn't fast. They literally say you don't need to fast.
Yeah.
Your levels are only slightly high, not an area for concern. You have high B12.
You're on that B12, bro. you bumped that B12, dude. We never actually said that to anybody.
You have high B12, which likely reflects supplementation. If you are taking an oral supplement, you can look to reduce your dose. If you receive B12 injections, then this level is expected.
You're a natural bodybuilder?
Yeah, I don't use
B12. Yeah, I don't use any injections.
Your testosterone levels are low today.
Oh, like today.
Just today. Tomorrow, try again. And so are your estradiol levels. Oh. As you're a natural bodybuilder, I presume you've not taken PEDs.
Yeah.
And as such, this is an odd result today. Oh, it's not, is it? Which will be impacting your sporting performance. Sometimes athletes have low testosterone because they work out too much. Or because I've fucking ran myself into the ground for 9 months.
Killed myself.
Sometimes I suggest discussing this result with your GP. No.
TRT. That's instantly going to look at it.
This
TRT.
Is what
yeah.
happens, though.
People will look at it and go, oh, my God.
People do their bloods 1 week... Wait, the battery's going to die. People do their bloods 1 week post-show, and it comes back as horrendously low, which is expected. And it literally will say this.
Yeah.
So they'll go and get... They'll go and speak to the GP, and the GP will just go, yeah, TRT.
Yeah.
And it, like, they could be like 20 and like give it 2 weeks or even like, probably give it 2-3 months.
Yeah, they'd be normal or better.
Yeah, right. They'll be sound. In summary, testosterone is low. Da, da, da. Let's just see how low it is. Hey.
Where's your... I'm guessing you've done like your LH and your FSH and
it
stuff like that.
It should all be within here, yeah.
Your prolactin, where's that?
202, so...
Sound. Okay, so you're not that stressed. You complain about stress, mate. You're probably
mate, by this point, I was sound.
Yeah.
Test, guess.
2.4. No.
I expect it to be... I literally was saying I reckon it'll be just below or just in.
Okay, so like 6, 7?
7.7.
Oh, mate, that's good. Yeah.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, sound.
FSH 2.4.
Yeah.
LH 2.8, so like low end
normal.
Low end normal,
yeah.
Estradiol 18.
Estradiol, but yeah.
18. Yeah, is less than 18.
Less than 18? No, but if your test is low, then that's naturally going to be low because you're aromatized.
41 to 159 is the reference range.
Yeah, so that's half. So you actually, if anything, mate, you don't aromatize that much. So therefore, you could take loads of tests and not be an AI. Yeah, you'll be sound. You're not going to get gyno.
Like that. Cortisol.
Ooh.
242 nanomoles per litre. Lower end of reference range.
Mate, you're saying you're this stressed out individual.
No,
this
is
the
end of a deload.
Yeah, you are lovely. This is fantastic.
This is the end of a deload.
Yeah.
Feeling good after my holiday. If I'd have, I was saying to the women, like, if I'd have done it 2 weeks post show, four weeks post, if I'd have done it even 2 weeks like before I did it, I think they'd have been a lot worse.
Yeah.
So yeah, literally, what B12 a little bit high.
B12, dude.
Because I'm on that B12, dude, bruh. yeah, test. What slightly under reference range. I'll probably get these done again. Like what in like 8 weeks.
Yeah. You'll be on like 100 nanomole test.
Bad. Right, guys. The camera has continued to die. And it's been a bit of a shambles today. So we do apologise. We're going to keep it all as one episode, we believe. But anyway, in terms of my blood work, a bit of a wrap up. Basically, test is just under reference range, which is kind of expected in terms of how I was feeling and am feeling. I think I'll probably get them done in like 2 to 3 months. And I imagine by that point, test will probably be like 12 to 15 nanomoles, which is still slightly down from what I'm at when I'm like quote unquote normal. In the past, it's been like the last two times I've had it done, it's been 17 and 18. So that's kind of like my normal range, if you like. So I'm half of that at the minute. I think if I'd have got them done a month ago, I'd probably been at like 4 or 5. I think a month before that, it wouldn't surprise me if I was at like 2, 1.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that really. Don't really need to cover much else.
No, everyone just cares about the testosterone. That's actually people be like,
well,
test, bro.
Like everything else is all good.
Yeah.
Like that is pretty much the only thing that was out. And then obviously that I'm just taking loads and loads of B12.
Yeah. So you need to stop bumping the B12.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's that. Annoyingly, the camera isn't popping up with the battery sign now. But yeah, bit of a shambles. But we're back to it. So that'll be good. We'll do one next week. Obviously, I go on Wednesday. But we'll do one before if you fancy, like post workout or something.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. See if there's any like Champions League on like Tuesday or whatever.
Won't be all that shit's been this week.
Oh, is that what it is? Is it every week now? Every other week? Oh yeah, it's the final group stage, isn't it? So I don't even know Liverpool.
Also, we know that the iPads also died, but thank you for those who who are subscribed. If you're not subscribed, please subscribe and follow us on Spotify. Give us a rating, 5-star rating on Spotify. We did have our Spotify Wrapped, so we'll go through that in another episode. Yeah. We will go through it all.
Cool. Right, time to play catch up because the last few months have been pretty poor. 2024 is going to be an upgrade. It's going to be a step up. So yeah, all good.
another
step up because we're actually going to do podcasts all year because none of us will be prepping. So yeah, that'll be good. So look forward to that. But yeah, that'll be that. Thanks as always. Thanks for Story Tags. Catch you guys in the next episode. Bye-bye.